Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State. Brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith. Bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left, it's about right and wrong. And actually, we're supposed to now say sponsored by. Apparently, I don't know, whatever. There's been an attack on the English language lately. It's just ridiculous, but we'll get to that here in a second. Our hope is not in man. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, and we can't end in prayer. We must also move to action, and that is the whole point behind the gospel of the kingdom, Isaiah 61:1-4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins, they will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. There's an attack on everything today. There's an attack on English language. There's an attack on everything that is good and righteous in this world. There's an attack on basic biological truths, like there is a man and there is a woman, and the presence or absence of a Y chromosome determines that in 99.99% of the cases. There's an attack on love. There is an attack, quite literally, on puppies. We're going to get to that later in the show. There is an attack on children. We'll get to that later in the show. There's an attack on all these things happening right now, and a lot of folks are getting discouraged. We're going to end that today. Jesus Christ very specifically says in many different ways in Scripture that we are his bride. We are his bride. There's a couple truths in that. His bride will never be homeless. His bride is somebody he wants to give everything to make sure she is beautiful, to make sure she is fully prepared, to make sure she is fully anointed for the day of the wedding, so that his bride is equally yoked with him. It isn't just some scripture people use and weaponize. I need to be equally yoked. You need to be equal. It's something literally Jesus Christ wants us to be, equally yoked with him. And if you read the scripture even further and deeper, the idea that Jesus would just let his bride get beat up and trashed. Oh, but what about persecution? That's not what I'm talking about. There's a very clear promise in scripture that in Jeremiah 30, that the Lord will punish the oppressors of his bride. He will punish the oppressors of his bride. We have this sense that Jesus is just okay with all this bad stuff coming against his bride in the church. Of course he's not. Of course he's rooting for us and waiting for us and providing for us. It's not like he's sitting up in heaven waiting to slap people down at the slightest misstep. I have met so many people enslaved to that fear mindset because it's not godly fear. It's literally fear that is paralyzing people. They feel like they can't just, am I doing everything right? I might step outside and no, God is rooting for us. He's drawing us close to him. He's turning us into his bride. He's making us equally yoked with him. And if we understand that, it completely revolutionizes and changes our mindset to a kingdom mindset, that we are sons and daughters in his kingdom, that we are a bride of the great bridegroom. The other thing that's encouraging, too, is in the bridal chamber, a bride is never alone. As she's preparing for the wedding, she always has bridesmaids around her, and they're all talking about hair and makeup and nails and all this stuff that most of us guys have absolutely no clue about. Well, let's just be honest, okay? We have no idea what a French manicure is or even looks like, okay? But we just dutifully say everything looks beautiful. But bridesmaids in the chamber are encouraging each other. They're not in there like, hey, did you not work out and lose weight before the wedding? Who did your hair? Your nails look atrocious. Nobody's doing that. They're encouraging the bride. And that's what it means in scripture for us to encourage each other in these types of dark times. When it looks so hopeless and weird and chaotic, we're supposed to be encouraging each other during this time, because here is the key. God is already moving. That's why evil is raging, not the other way around. And great revival is always accompanied by a great falling away. It happened after Jesus Christ came. There was a great falling away among the people of God, the Jewish people. But there was also a great revival that birthed the Christian church, that birthed Christianity as we know it. And hasn't there been a sifting over the last couple of years where people have been required to choose between righteousness and evil, between allowing tyranny and standing up against it? And you're seeing who the people of true moral courage and true character and true honor are. In our society today, we want to be those people. We should want to be those people. We need to do it through encouragement. We need to do it through standing and not backing off and not compromising. That is what it means to be a Christian in a very dark time. The people out there who are promoting all of the communist agenda, who are promoting the blurring of the lines of gender according to biological truth, they are blurring those lines and saying there is no such truth. All of those people, God loves them too. It does not mean, however, that we just let it happen. We stand against it, and when their eyes are wide open, our arms are wide open to receive them into the kingdom, to love them, to bring them close, to walk with them through their struggles. But we're not supposed to accept this unrighteousness that the communists, the jihadis, the globalists are trying to sweep throughout this land. We should stand against it. And it's so interesting. Once again, I'm going to say this. They project onto us what they really are themselves. Today, we have some breaking news at the end of the briefing that you're going to want to be here for. And I'm bringing on Bill Jasper, senior editor of The New American, here very shortly to talk about the communist cells that are now being exposed in America. And I want to explain something to everybody out there, why this is happening now. There is such a great awakening happening in America. People are waking up, realizing that what they've been told in many ways has been a lie. And because they're waking up so fast, the globalists realize their time is short. And so right now they're speeding things up faster than they want to, and it's exposing entire networks throughout the world of evil. And so that's why this is happening at this time. We need to be there continuing to promote the truth, standing against this evil, standing against the evil of communism and socialism and progressivism, standing against the evil of jihadism, Islamism, standing against the evil of globalism, and fighting back. And there are going to be people that are going to turn. There are rhinos in every walk of life who pretend to be one thing, but when the chips are down, cave. And the fact of the matter is, leadership here in Washington State in the Republican Party is absolutely abominable right now. The fact that the Biden administration would want to bring into his administration a so-called Republican tells you a lot about that so-called Republican. And we need to stop the blind allegiance to parties and continue the allegiance to this great republic, continue to the allegiance to our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Which brings me now to the briefing. I'm going to start with this coming to us from several news outlets, Fox News included. Kim Wyman, the Secretary of State, who went against Trump, went against election audits, went against common sense, one of the chief rhinos in Washington State, is now being offered a position, or at least is in discussions of being offered a position in the Biden administration regarding elections. The Republican Party at the Washington State level has allowed these rhinos for literally three decades to infest this state. It started in earnest during the Eisenhower campaign, way back after World War II, went to the Port Angeles resolution, where these rhinos, the same cabal of rhinos, tried to kick conservatives out of the Republican Party, and then went into the abortion fight, where quite literally these chief rhinos helped to legalize abortion in Washington State before Roe versus Wade. A lot of people don't know that. And they were right dead center of it. Joel Pritchard, Dan Evans, Slade Gordon. And their protégés today very clearly claim allegiance to these same people. We've got to stop putting these people in. These never Trump, but more importantly, never U.S. Republic, rhino Republicans. Stop voting for them. The people that want to destroy the Republic that are overt about it on the Democrat side, everybody understands that. Don't vote for them. But a lot of people are thinking very blindly that every single person running must be good if they have the right R after their name, when that just isn't the case. Do your research. Vote according to the principles that are enshrined in Christendom and Western civilization. And the people that are coming against that should be voted out of office, because they quite literally are siding with those that want to destroy the Republic. Which brings me to the international front. Revolver has a fantastic article. I recommend everybody read this article. Take the time to read it, especially if you're into geopolitics in China. China's president, Xi, actually has a, quote, secret philosopher. And he came to America. He analyzed America. And he wrote a book called America Against America by, this is his name, Wang Huning. He is the chief advisor to President Xi. And what he did is studied actually the things America was doing right. He studied the things that made America great. And by the way, the Chinese admitted what makes America great is Christianity. They did that in an official exhaustive study. You can read about that in the book Jesus in Beijing. I believe it's in pages 5 and 6. This guy quite literally understands that what is making America weak is an erosion of its core values. And so what he is saying to the Chinese leadership in the Communist Party over there is, we need to have core values. We need to build up core values while America's core values wane. This is absolutely monumental in understanding where the Chinese are coming from and how also we could defeat them through just getting back to basic American core values. What are those values? The right to life, the right to liberty, the right to property, and the ability to defend the same. The right to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience. Years, I don't know, several years ago, some people were trying to come against the Liberty State movement, trying to say, you know, there would be a theocracy in America, which literally cannot happen under the constitutional system, the Republican system that we have. So it was just a big red herring. They did that to project. But the point with it was that they know that a strong value system in America that believes what I just said will defeat any other value system in the world. It'll defeat any other country in the world. It'll become the most prosperous. It'll become the most free, the most educated. That's why the Chinese analyzed this and Wang Huning did this so that they would understand they had to do something to beat America in this. And that essentially was to take the American model and try to make it better. So everybody should read this and understand the Chinese push. And I want to read a couple quotes from here. If you want to overwhelm the Americans, you must do one thing, surpass them in science and technology. They also believe in exacerbating societal rifts in America, particularly fomenting racial hatred where it actually didn't exist before, but fomenting it so it would divide America. This has been a communist strategy going back to the 1970s. And you can read about this, but you got to actually read. You have to read the Matroikan archives, The Sword and the Shield. You have to read the Venona transcripts, The Haunted Wood. You have to read about when this stuff was exposed and what they were actually saying behind the scenes. And this is the main point behind this article, and I want you to hear this. Quote, in order to become great again, America must learn to view itself with the critical eye of a foreigner, and it must be willing to consider that other nations might even have developed values and priorities superior to our own. But the reason for this, and this is my comment now, is that those values were the original ones that we had that other countries have now taken and began to develop. To return to sanity. A civilization that works believes in what I just said. That is what made America great and will make America great again. This brings us to the next article on the international front. Evergrande crisis could become a canary in the coal mine, coming to us from the Epoch Times. They're doing a fantastic job. The Epoch Times is doing a fantastic job. I want you to hear this because we talked about this a little bit, but this is the quote. Helen Chao, chief of the Greater China Economy Wing at Bank of America, said, quote, no one is buying new properties because they are getting afraid, end quote. So we heard about Evergrande on the brink of default, but then Fantasia Holdings, a mid-sized luxury property developer, missed a $206 million bond payment. And then just last week, Cynic Holding Group warned of imminent default. Modern Land China Co. and Jinwan Real Estate, which jointly have over $2 billion in U.S. bonds, have proposed changes to their debt arrangements, signaling difficulties in meeting their obligations, end quote. So very clearly, this looks like there is contagion there. And this clearly points worldwide to what is called stagflation, where you have an increase in the money supply, which is inflation, and you have an increase in what is clearly happening right now. Prices in the real estate market that eventually, or assets that eventually drop. Okay, so you have the worst of all worlds, a devaluing of money and a devaluing of assets at the same time. That's stagflation. And many experts are saying we're headed toward that. So what do you do? Well, first of all, having real estate is always critical, but also being prepared with food, being prepared financially to weather this kind of storm. The scripture is very clear, get out of debt. Try to do these things in preparation for these kind of things happening because the supply chain is very clearly shrinking. Coming to us from Forward Observer, something we actually have been talking about here for well over a year. It was a communist strategy, again, to shrink supply chains and infiltrate key sectors of the supply chain, particularly the food supply chain, namely the agricultural workers, the food processors, and the longshoremen. And now we're getting reports from the unloading cranes that they are moving very slowly. In other words, they're slow walking containers off of the ships right now to add to the supply chain strain. If that is in fact the case, then this is being implemented right now. As we talked about, the trajectory date was October 15th, right around the time that we said it was going to start happening. Trucks, I think it was over half the trucks in that could go to California couldn't go to the ports because of failing emission standards and other environmental standards based on essentially the Green New Deal in California. You have these artificial constructs that are intentionally exacerbating the supply chain. So all of this comes together to say that the supply chain is shrinking. And as Americans, we need to be prepared for this kind of thing. Interestingly enough, and moving to the next thing on the international front, Sudan's prime minister and civilian leaders arrested in military coup bid. So essentially, the Sudanese military is now back in control of that country. And also, there has been a push of Muslim separatists to do the same thing in Ethiopia, trying to destabilize that whole area of the world. So this adds to the instability that we're seeing. Moving us to the next article from Fox News. Last one was from Debka File. Fox News is saying Pentagon confirms now nearly 450 Americans trapped in Afghanistan. So trapped in Afghanistan after they said it was way less than that. What do we do? Well, shouldn't we as Americans go get them out? Don't we have that ability? Meanwhile, the agenda back here at home is being pushed forward. So the demoralization of America overseas, now the agenda back home to begin confiscating firearms. Coming to us from Conservative Daily, the House Judiciary Committee is voting tomorrow to advance House Resolution 2377, the Extreme Risk Protection Order Act of 2021. This bill will allow government to confiscate Americans' guns without even having to charge them with a crime, let alone prove they are guilty of anything. And, of course, there are rhinos voting for that, apparently, or at least telling that they're going to vote for that. We actually fought this battle in Washington State 3 years ago, where they wanted to be able to confiscate firearms without any sort of due process. This is where they want to go with this. People said it would never happen in America, and here we are. How do you prepare for that? Stand against the confiscation. Which brings me to the next article from The New American. Here is the title, Smoking Gun Evidence, the FBI was behind the attack on our Capitol. There is video of an FBI informant starting the attack on the Capitol. There is another video of him plotting the attack the night before it happened, period. Ben Armstrong breaking that, fantastic. There's other people that have been reporting a little bit on it too. But this is exactly what we're talking about. This is a false flag intentionally created to demonize patriots in America, to set them up to be taken down. And I want to be really clear about this. Any movement that seeks to centralize control, I don't care if it's called Patriot or American or whatever, any movement that seeks to centralize control, a lot of times will be a setup by Marxists or their agent provocateurs or agent provocateurs to set up a whole group to then make it completely implode and then discredit all of them. That's what they try to do at the Capitol. issue on January 6th, and it is also what they're trying to do with other organizations here in America. Be wary of this. Most grotesque thing I've come across in a while. I'm stunned by this, but my two Chewinis are stunned by this as well, Zoe and Sammy. It wasn't just beagles and monkeys. Fauci's NIH also funded medical experiments on AIDS orphans in New York City. It's coming to us from the Gateway Pundit. Whew. Barbaric testing on dogs, where they would literally torture the dogs and torture monkeys. This is after Fauci was caught funding gain-of-function research. Apparently, now this, quote, Dr. Fauci's NIH was also caught funding experiments on AIDS orphans at New York City Hospital in 2004. The experiments on the Tuskegee Airmen and other people, I'm going to back up off of that for a second. This is wrong in any circumstance, okay? Testing on human beings, and there have been multiple recorded examples of this where they would experiment on human beings, try to cover it up, and then later it gets exposed. This is disgusting. I'm sorry, it wasn't the Airmen, it was the Tuskegee study. It was the Tuskegee syphilis study. You can go look that up online. But this is disgusting. This guy, why has this guy not been fired yet, anybody? And quite literally, when they come after conservatives and patriots saying that we hate puppies, quite literally, they're projecting even on that as well. It's incredible. Also, coming to us from UNZ.com, alleged cyber criminal credited for hacking Gab and Epic has history of being an FBI asset and admits Anonymous has support of U.S. intelligence. That's interesting. Which brings us to the last article that I want to talk about today. And then we're going to break this story. Washington state governor takes over state's private businesses, mandates vaccines for all. WorldNet Daily. I want to say something very quickly from a constitutional law perspective. A mandate, okay, a executive order from the governor cannot apply to all citizens. It can't. An executive order can only apply to the executive branch. It was never meant to be an edict that would apply to all citizens, ever. Very, very narrow exceptions to that. Clearly, they're stepping beyond it. Now he wants to take over all businesses. Folks, literally, this is a declaration of war on Washington state businesses. Quote, the governor of Washington has begun a process that could result in a statewide mandate for all workers to accept the experimental COVID-19 shots in order to be able to get a paycheck. I'm going to predict something right now. If he continues to go through this, there will be a massive backlash here in Washington state. There will be a parallel economy that will spring up and will essentially go around the governor. I'm going to also predict that there will be underground economies in every sector, and it won't just be a few. It'll be in the healthcare sector, private security sector. It'll be in the food service sector. What we're seeing right now is literally the definition of tyranny that the founding fathers fought against. This governor is absolutely out of control. He is acting outside the law and his scope of authority. And I think many Washingtonians are now saying enough is enough. I want you to put November 19th and November 20th on your calendars. because we are going to talk about how to fight back. November 19th and 20th, we have a very special guest coming to Spokane, Washington, Chris Ann Hall. And we're going to talk about how you can fight back against this tyranny. All right, last but not least, on the regional front, Ginger Wireman. I want everybody to remember that name, Ginger Wireman. She is a board of director member of FutureWise again. So we are going to break this news story right now. Ginger Wireman, board of director for FutureWise, has put her name in the hat for city council for the city of Richland, Washington, down in the Tri-Cities. Tries to make herself look like she's got a lot of experience, but all that experience points toward radical environmentalism of the type that FutureWise promotes. But here is the interesting point. Travis, if we can get this up here, this breaking news, if we can get this first very clear social media post that she made, are you blanking kidding me? Good riddance. I don't want these irrational ideologues. That's a pot calling the kettle black. Near any of our children. Speaking of the Richland superintendent worries vaccine mandate for staff would lead to teachers leaving. So in other words, she quite literally is saying, get rid of all the good teachers that have some moral courage. But then, in a couple other quotes on social media, she says this. Regarding people who have refused to be injected with this gene therapy that is experimental. Quote, speaking to this other person on here, they should send her sorry rear end to home to die. Quote, I'm not sorry I wrote that. By the way, I recognize it's risky lest someone screenshot and expose me, but seriously, their behavior is unacceptable. They should be denied service. Somebody that would write this about their fellow Americans, their fellow citizens in Richland, Washington, does not need to be in elected office. Clearly, this violates the standards of Christianity. So to all my fellow Christian friends down in Richland, Washington, we are breaking this news story once again tied to FutureWise and the Marxists. Ginger Wireman, spread this far and wide. Travis is going to clip this here in a little bit. And make sure that your neighbors and your friends and your family know the kind of people these Marxists are that want to try to control every area of your life and destroy our great republic. And that is the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us and supporting the show. And make sure you go to Gab, MeWe, Parler, Getter, just at Matt Shea. Follow me there. Share it with your friends and family. And if you absolutely have to, go to Patriot Radio US on Facebook. We're also on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Amazon, and replayed across the entire American Christian Network, Eastern Washington, North Idaho, Northeast Oregon, Western Montana, every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 o'clock. All right, it's my great honor once again to bring on our friend Bill Jasper, senior editor of The New American. Sorry, we went a little bit long there, but we had to break that last story. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well. Those are important stories. We're going to get that into The New American as well.
Yeah. Well, we had this one story here a couple weeks ago where in Prosser, Washington, there's this board of director member for FutureWise gets exposed for her ties to the Green Party and also her arrest in the protest on the pipeline up there in North Dakota. And the charges that were there. This is interesting that these folks are so bold now. They're just running for elected office and thinking that people are going to be duped into voting for Marxists that really hate this country.
Well, we are seeing all these Antifa and Black Lives Matter people who have been burning down the cities over the last year are all very much involved in campaigns, running campaigns, and actually running for office. So, as you point out, here she is arrested in a demonstration, all these Marxist demonstration against the Keystone Pipeline. Many of them have been arrested in other riotous activities, and they're very actively working in the political system. So they work on the one end, the violent revolutionary overthrow, and then on the other end through the evolutionary overthrow, what the communists, what's known as the revolution within the form. So they work both ends. And, of course, they are only able to do this because the media gives them cover, doesn't expose them, actually promotes them, and they get plenty of funding from all the usual sources, from the big foundations, Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation, Soros, Bill Gates, etc. So that's the squeeze play, the scissor strategy that we're being subjected to, revolution from above and revolution from below.
I really want to talk about that because I think a lot of people miss that that is the strategy. They want to create revolution and then use that as an excuse for radical political change that really is revolutionary.
Right.
And then use that as an excuse for more revolution. Yeah.
Yeah, they're complementary. And every time they make a gain on the evolutionary scale, that is, by passing more legislation, revolutionary parliamentarianism is what they call it. They began that in Europe, and in Czechoslovakia, the pattern, the model for that was exposed very extensively in the book, which we have republished multiple times, called And Not a Shot is Fired, which is the strategy for revolutionary parliamentarianism. It was written by communist theoretician Jan Kozak for Czechoslovakia, and it shows they've used this over and over again throughout the world. The revolutionary parliamentarians in Congress, in legislatures, in parliaments, pass laws that will make it easier for the communist violent revolutionaries in the streets to carry out more and more of their program. And of course, that's complemented then at the local level with city councils. And as we've seen in this past year in California, in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, and particularly in Portland and Seattle, where the prosecutors refuse to prosecute the obvious criminals, those that are creating mayhem and destruction and arson and riots, and they go after the peaceful protesters who are protesting against the lockdowns and the illegal communist-style mandates that we have to wear masks, socialist distancing, and subject ourselves to this experimental injection, the experimental jab, which just on its own is a violation of federal law, state law, the Constitution, Nuremberg Code, science, medical ethics, all of those things. Here we have these experimental jabs with unknown entity. We still don't know what's inside these vaccines. They refuse to tell us exactly what the contents are because that's protected by patent. And, but we do know from those experts who have been revealing this that they contain many things which are very dangerous. And just this week, in fact, yesterday, we interviewed, and we'll have him on the New American's website, video interview with Dr. Robert Malone, who is the inventor of the mRNA, messenger RNA technology, which is being used in Pfizer and Moderna. And, of course, he is now a major critic of that and led the World Summit of Authorities in Rome 2 weeks ago, condemning this, all these scientists and medical experts, physicians, and epidemiologists who met there and called this a crime against humanity, this mandating of these experimental drugs, which most of the experts whom we can trust who do not have a conflict of interest, either with the Gates Foundation, with WHO, the CDC, or Big Pharma, most of the experts who are not thus compromised are saying, hey, wait a second, we should never do this. It's not ethical. It's not science. So this is one of the huge, huge battles that we're facing right now, because if we are subjected to that and forced to take these injections, aside from the very real danger from the injections themselves, which they call vaccines, but which if we have reported extensively on, particularly citing the evidence presented by the CDC itself, as well as world experts, that these are not legitimate vaccines under the normal definition of vaccines. But aside from the dangers and potential dangers presented by them, if this is allowed to go through, it's allowed to stand, then anything can be mandated for us for injections in the future. And we have articles coming out now, which have come out in other publications, scientific publications. They're going to be coming out more in the alternative press, and maybe eventually make it into the some of them into the mainstream press. But we have experiments now going on with the DARPA and some of the major universities where they want to inject all kinds of things into us, including nanoparticles that will enable them to track us anywhere, and in which they can then stimulate with 5G or other technologies and cause serious neurological and brain functions in our bodies to do various things that we don't have any control or autonomy over anymore. So this transhumanism and use of AI technology and nanoparticle technology is really a frightening prospect that we can't allow this to go down that slippery slope.
No, we can't. And I want to kind of get back to what we were talking about as far as the Marxists are concerned, that you have real threats to America. And now, I mean, the New American, Ben Armstrong, has a great little video out there about the fact that there is video now of an FBI informant starting the January 6th attack. And you see this quite literally. You know, they are setting up false flags like this, and at the same time trying to demonize those people who really love this country, and then take over at the local level. They understand the power of the local level, that can fight back against a lot of this, and that's why I think they're focusing on these local races, and it's great to help expose them.
Absolutely, and in fact, those examples that you've pointed out in Prosser and Richland are very important examples. It shows we kind of expected in New York City and in Los Angeles and in San Francisco, and it's aggravating enough when they do that. But no, they recognize the left recognizes the importance of penetrating middle America. And so they have a bunch of cases like this in rural and small town communities in the Midwest, in the Southwest, in the Southeast, all over. They're doing this, and they are able to do this because they've been organizing for decades. They have many of their agents, and I do mean agents, put in communities, in community colleges, in colleges and universities, and they are being funded by big tech, big pharma, and the big foundations, as well as the U.S. government. So various U.S. government agencies, the Environmental Protection Agency, Health and Human Services, Department of Labor, Department of Housing and Urban Development, they put out billions of dollars in funding grants. And guess what? Many of them go to these targeted NGOs that are very activist, and that are working politically as well as propaganda-wise in the schools and whatnot. So they are able to do this, and so a lot of people think that just by fleeing to small towns in rural America, that's going to be their safety. But unless one is vigilant and fights every day against these things, you're going to find out that no one is safe and no place is safe. Now, in saying that, I don't in any way want to discourage people and make them think that this is a hopeless battle. Far from it. You've been right in the forefront there of telling people, no, we can turn this around with God's help, and if we are valorous and fight the good fight, we can turn it around. The 2020 election, and in spite of the fraud, which claims that Joe Biden won the White House, we saw that 80 million people came out and voted for Donald Trump. And that was a signal not just of cult of personality support for Donald Trump, but he was the first major national political figure in our lifetimes who has started reversing the globalist New World Order direction that our country has been on, the trajectory that we've been on under Republican and Democratic administrations for our whole lifetimes, since World War II. So that shows some very encouraging signs that, many of us wondered if there were enough people that still could be rallied for that. And among that 80 million crowd, a lot of people don't have a very deep understanding, but that's why we're reaching out to them and trying to educate that huge mass of American people. We have to get a few million more of them to become fully aware of what's going on and to not be taken in by all of these phony rhino Republicans who keep promising that they're going to do the right thing, and then they turn around, as we saw in Arizona and Georgia and many other places. The Republicans who've been running the legislatures and the state houses there are really the problem. My own home state of Idaho, which is very conservative and Republican, has the same problem in the state legislature and with Governor Brad Little. He and his cronies in the state legislature are trying to do just like Cuomo and Newsom and whatnot, trying to run the state on emergency powers and continuing to use the COVID pandemic excuse as a reason for completely violating the Constitution, the state Constitution, moving ahead with all of the mandates that St. Fauci tells us we have to obey. So, but we have now all across the country, people have risen up, and we have to keep them motivated and keep them informed and let them know that many of the politicians now recognize that there is a substantial politically aware population out there now. So they're many of them being very cagey and playing to us. So we have to go beyond their words and look at what their records really show.
Well, I think that's what's so important. You know, we've had conclusive proof of election fraud, conclusive proof of irregularities still being investigated. And the Washington Secretary of State, Kim Wyman, a Republican, is now appointed by the Biden administration as the senior election security lead. And this is after she went against Trump. She went against all the audits, all the things that made rational sense based on the information that was coming out about that. And here we are again. There is a so-called Republican enabling what is happening here. And I think so many people are like, well, I didn't see that coming. But yet, if you're really paying attention, you can see this coming way ahead of time if you are deciding things based on principle. And I think that's what the New American does so well, bring forward principles so people can make these types of educated decisions.
Well, and this is so important because, as you just pointed out, many of these Republicans then are appointed by someone radical like Joe Biden, and people are shocked by it. And as you pointed out, we shouldn't be if we're really paying attention, because they send out these signals many times before they finally are elevated to these kinds of positions.
Yeah, I think it's so critical. In the last couple minutes that we have left, this really is a time where the Marxists are stepping up their attack on this country. What can people be doing right now? Where should people be going to get their information? I get that question a lot, so I want you to tackle that as well.
Well, of course, I'm a bit biased. I'm the senior editor of the New American Magazine, and so every day I and my colleagues are looking at the various stories that are out there, some of which have been reported or misreported, and others which aren't being reported at all. And so we are putting it together at thenewamerican.com, our online magazine. A couple dozen news stories every day, including many of them which are on video, where we're interviewing people or reporting on things in video, and in our bi-weekly news magazine. So thenewamerican.com is a go-to source I would recommend, and also then our affiliate organization, the John Birch Society, jbs.org. And that is where we actually put forward our alerts on key legislative state and local, state and national issues, mostly national issues, to where if we concentrate our forces on those key issues, we can make a change. And it's happening right now. Joe Biden's appointee for controller of the currency, very important position. Sale Omarova, a communist agent. She was a communist Komsomol youth leader in the Soviet Union. He was going to put her in charge of the currency, and now she's in trouble. Enough people have been exposing this. We've been exposing it over and over again. And now it looks like the Senate, even some of the Democrats, are shying away from it. Well, this can happen if we really put the pressure on our officials with regard to the COVID vaccine mandates or any other thing. If we get enough of this 80 million people, and even amongst the people that didn't vote for Trump, as you know, the polls are showing massive defections from those who voted for Biden, who's saying they'd never vote for him again, and particularly after the Afghanistan debacle, after all of the other, the border situation. So now is the time to really take heart and to really jump in the fight with everything that we have.
Yep, that's exactly right. Bill Jasper, thank you so much for everything you're doing to expose the truth. I look forward to these articles in the New American, and blessings to you. Keep up the fight.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. Bill Jasper, senior editor of the New American Magazine, talking about the communist infiltration here in America. And particularly, I mean, you literally had somebody appointed, or I should say nominated, that was a Komsomol in the former Soviet, like a high-ranking apparatchik member of the Communist Party. And this is real. This is happening right now. And I've had so many people, oh, it's just not true. There's not that many communists here. Yes, there is. It's real. And they're not even like hiding it anymore. They're running for city council in Richland, these Marxists, and or Prosser, Washington. They're going after small towns in rural America. Some of you may take offense. Richland's a little bigger city. Okay, I got it. All right, but they're targeting places that people would not expect. We have to be ever vigilant. Share this with your friends, with your families, especially down there in Richland, Washington. We had one of the largest articles ever on this other one in Prosser ever. Let's make this one very similar so everybody gets to know who is actually behind these policies and where they are running in our local areas and saying enough is enough. We love this country. Private property rights are something that is fundamental to this country. We don't need people trying to take it away or undermine it. I also want to bring up one last thing, and this is this. I just got this coming on the air. CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, appointed, announced the appointment of Washington Secretary of State Kim Wyman as senior election security lead. Now, this is the lady who went against Trump, went against the audits in Arizona. Guys, the rhinos in Washington State are now affecting this country. We all need to come together now. Those rhinos need to be held accountable for their actions, voted out, because they are literally going against the fabric of this society and the fabric of this republic. And the sad part is they think they're doing the right thing, but they're what Lenin very clearly identified as the people who would enable the communists to try to come to power because they weren't savvy enough, they weren't as well read in history, or sometimes they just didn't care and were worried about their own hides. And so as Americans, we defend this republic, we defend this country by making sure everybody knows who these people are and voting in an educated manner by making sure we have the right information for our friends and family. This is Matt Shea. Thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. God bless you all. Keep up the fight.